Attention Life Tips listeners, looking for better ways to become better, smarter, faster, and wiser? Well, listening to Life Tips is a great start, but how about if we gave you an easier way to listen? Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, now available for iPhone and Android. Listen to Life Tips and even more programs that will help you build to a better health, wealth, and lifestyle. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app in the iTunes Store or in Google Play today.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show, everyone. Byron White here with Maureen Francisco. Maureen, welcome.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for having me on this show, Byron.
It's a pleasure to have you here today. You're the author of It Takes Moxie. It Takes Moxie reveals the secrets and simple steps of getting ahead in life. Please give us, serve up the moxie for us today. Maureen, tell us about the book and why you wrote it.
Well, I came up with a concept after speaking with a group of friends who told me there aren't as many opportunities in this country. And I couldn't help but tell them, wait a minute, let me tell you a story of my grandmother. She came to this country from the Philippines in her 50s. And as soon as she got her working permit, she started working at a hotel laundry department. And her native country, the Philippines, would not give her a job with benefits, but the United States gave her a job with benefits, and it was the first paycheck she received. And in doing so, she was able to support her 9 children, and at that time, some 40 grandkids. And yes, the job was not glamorous, but today, my grandmother is now living her American dream. She travels back and forth to the Philippines. And I just want to tell your listeners that sometimes whatever dream that they come up with is not going to happen overnight, and they might take jobs that they consider humbling, but it all takes hard work. And my grandmother knew she had accountability and responsibility to her family, and she took that job, and today she's living her American dream.
Now, you have an illustrious background, I might add. You were a TV reporter and an anchor woman for quite some time. Tell us a little bit about why you sort of veered away from that, and tell us what you had some wonderful fame as part of your track record. What brought you away from that?
I spent 5 years reporting and anchoring all over the country, and I love the job. I love storytelling. And in 2004, I was freelancing for a Seattle TV station at the same time working at a startup company, an online startup company. And I saw the opportunities for this online company. So I was at a crossroad in my life. Do I continue storytelling, or do I take this huge risk, but I know there's a huge financial gain? And I was then promoted to management at this online marketing company, and I could no longer freelance as a TV reporter, so I took that leap of faith, worked at the online marketing company, and it was a great move on my part financially, because the company did go public. And today I still am a storyteller, but maybe not on television, but for numerous publications, and including my book. So I'm still storytelling, but in different media rather than one.
Your background would lend itself to you being a mentor and a coach for some very interesting types of clientele that you're servicing in your business world. You were the co-executive producer of Miss Washington USA, Miss Washington Teen USA, Miss Idaho USA, Miss Idaho Teen USA, Miss Montana USA, Miss Montana. You get the idea. You've really done some very interesting things and have worked, I'm sure, around some fascinating young women that are looking to make their debut into the world and make a difference. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience you've had and how that figured into the book?
Yes. So I am the co-executive producer of the only pageant qualifier to go to Miss USA and Miss Teen USA for the states of Washington, Idaho, and Montana. And one thing that's been wonderful is when I do a project, it then opens up other opportunities. When I was writing my book, I was approached by a former TV producer who I'd worked with 15 years ago. And this TV producer married a teacher who happened to have a student who participated in the pageant. And he had reached out to me on Facebook and said, "Hey, I have a student here who wants to break into broadcasting. Would you mind going out for coffee with her and just giving her some tips how to break into the industry?" And I told her, "Hey, you need to make an outstanding resume reel and basically send it to stations all over the country. And for your first on-air TV reporting gig, whichever station offers you that first job, take it, because there are so few jobs out there in television news nowadays." And then after I gave her some tips, she then turned the conversation on me and asked me, "Hey, what are you currently working on?" And I shared with her, "I'm writing a book and I'm interviewing successful immigrants or people who came from humble beginnings." And then she said, "Oh, I need you to meet my state director who happens to be an immigrant. He lived in an orphanage in Korea. A Dutch family adopted him, and he lived in Northern Oregon, where he was the only Asian kid in the entire county. And if you've been bullied all your life, you have a lot of anger towards the world." And that's what I found out about this person who I interviewed, her state director. His name is David Van Maren. And one thing led to another. We had a professional relationship, and one day he shared with me if I would be interested in working in the pageant, and obviously I would say yes to be able to impact young lives. Well, to make a long story short, I ended up marrying David. He's now my husband. So together we are the co-executive producers of the only pageant qualifier to go to Miss USA, Miss Teen USA for the states of Washington, Idaho, and Montana.
Tell us about Moxie. What is Moxie in your own words?
Moxie to me is somebody with gumption. Somebody who is so determined and does not take no for an answer. And as I shared with you, Byron, I work with a lot of young people. And I share with these ladies, when they compete in the pageant, obviously there can only be one winner. And we share with them the importance of relationship building and also really going after your dreams. I find that young people aren't jaded by the world. And I share with them, when you dream big, oftentimes you're going to get a lot of doors slammed in your face, or you're going to hear no. And it takes a certain personality, a go-to attitude to keep persevering after your dreams. For example, with my book, I received more than 200 rejection letters after I finally got one yes, and then my agent ended up selling my book to a publisher. When you compete in a pageant, there can only be one winner. When you apply for a job, oftentimes there is more than one person applying for that position. So to me, Moxie is somebody who just has that can-do attitude and goes for it.
Interesting. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but I'm sure you did because you did a research on it, but Moxie was actually of course, a mass-produced soft drink in the United States many years ago, right? So that's what everyone sort of identifies with Moxie. But its flavor is kind of unique. It's kind of bitter, as I recall. It's sort of a bitter flavor. And I'm from Maine, and that's why I know a little bit about Moxie. I'm actually looking it up as I speak right here. But it's associated with the state of Maine, blah, blah, blah. It was the official soft drink of the state of Maine in 2005. It was creator was a doctor that was from Union, Maine. Did you learn that about Moxie? And is there anything interesting about Moxie, that phrase that helped you want to name your book after the phrase Moxie?
When I was interviewing to be on a reality show, it was one of the executive producers for the Fox station who gave me that word, because when I was interviewing for this reality show, it was a show that requires a lot of skill, determination, and really willpower. What happens is you live in a pod and you do these challenges and you have no idea who's going to end up pushing the red button. The red button symbolizes you quit that particular challenge. So it's almost as though you're competing against yourself, but really you're competing against other contestants. Mm-hmm. Anyways, when I was interviewing to be on this reality show, I looked like I was interviewing to be in a pageant, okay? I did not look like I fit the role of that reality show. And one of the executive producers said, "What makes you qualified to be on this reality show? I mean, just looking at you, you're wearing heels. You don't really look the part to be on the show. We're expecting somebody who can be like on Fear Factor or Survivor, just somebody with a little bit more edge." And I shared with this executive producer, "Well, you have no idea, but I used to live in a house with 15 family members and we shared one bathroom. And here I am interviewing with you to be on this reality show. So obviously I've worked hard to be here, and yes, I might not look the part of being on a show like Survivor or Fear Factor, but to me, I definitely have the drive or personality to do well on the reality show." And with that story, he said, "Wow, you do have moxie." And a few days later, I heard, "Hey, we're going to fly you to Los Angeles. I live in the Seattle area. We're going to fly you to Los Angeles to be on this reality show called Solitary 3.0. And I just remember that word he used, moxie, and it stuck in my mind, moxie.
Very cool. Do you teach people how to acquire moxie as a skill set to take through their life? Is that a focus of the book?
With moxie, I tell people that it's an attitude. It's a muscle within your mind. When you hear no, two things happen to people. Either they become paralyzed and they don't want to go after their dreams anymore, or it makes them tougher and it makes them even hungrier to go after their dreams. So to me, moxie is a muscle within the mind. It's all about attitude. And yes, in the book, I do share not only my story, but other people's stories. For example, one of my good friends, who is now a general manager of the Charlotte Bobcats, I share with the readers about his story. He was an engineer for a very respectable company, and in his late 20s, he decided, "You know what, I'm not really passionate about being an engineer. I really want to be an executive of a major sports franchise." So what he did was he researched online on what it took to be an executive. And what he realized, especially if you're going to be an executive of a major sports franchise, you either have to be a professional player or you would have gone to law school. And in his late 20s, he was not a professional basketball player. So he knew he had a better chance of being an executive of a major sports franchise if he goes back to school, get his degree in law, which he did. And what he did while he was getting his law degree, each summer he'd move back to Seattle and intern with the Seattle Supersonics. And at that time, he was making $4.80 an hour. And he shared with me, "Maureen, I couldn't even afford to get my own place, so I would sleep on the floor of my brother's apartment." And I did that for a couple of summers. And with most people, they wouldn't do that, especially if they have a degree already. But for him, He was very determined. And when he did get his law degree, he thought the Seattle Supersonics would have an opening for him. And it didn't. So he took on a part-time job. He said he was doing odds and ends. Any position that the team would have him do, he'd take it. But he knew at least he was with the organization. And eventually a full-time position did open up, and he got it. And the executives just remember his work ethic, and that's how he became the first Asian American general manager of a major sports franchise team, which was at that time the Portland Trail Blazers, and today he's the GM of the Charlotte Bobcats. So I share with the readers, sometimes success does not happen overnight, like in my friend's case, but he had moxie. He was very determined, and he wouldn't take no for an answer.
Hmm. Could you describe to us how you strengthen this muscle in your mind?
It's surrounding yourself with other positive people and also telling yourself that you can do it. It's constantly reevaluating or assessing or just talking to yourself and looking at your goals. If your goal is to lose weight, and I know for many people that's a really tough journey. If your goal is to lose weight at a certain time, you know, in the year, it's going to evaluate and go, okay, am I getting towards that goal or am I steering away from that goal? And have I put myself in an environment where I can achieve that goal? If you are in a household where there's a lot of junk food, the temptation is just awful. But if you put yourself in a situation where there's no junk food in the house and you can exercise regularly and you can get plenty of rest, then you put yourself in the right environment for success. So yes, it's just like exercising. Moxie is something that you just have to constantly assess with yourself.
Let's take a break, everyone. We'll be back in just a second. Thanks, Maureen.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing? Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing. Fang Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo, and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts. Fang Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest in digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's FANGdigital.com.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy. Come visit us at AdTech New York, booth number 738.
If you're constantly struggling to find more customers, revenue, or hours in the day, Infusionsoft can help you have the business you've always wanted. For over 10 years, Infusionsoft has been helping business owners, just like you, find the financial freedom and peace of mind you've been searching for.
I'm Scott Martineau, co-founder of Infusionsoft. If you're struggling to find more customers, more revenue, or more hours in the day, Infusionsoft is the proven solution you're looking for. Infusionsoft, the only all-in-one sales and marketing software created specifically for small businesses.
Learn more at www.infusionsoft.com/radio.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Best search strategies.
Where our hosts, Jamie Smith and Brian Lewis, discuss state-of-the-art search strategies and tools to help search marketers increase conversion and lower costs.
Best search strategies. On demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
We're back with Maureen Francisco. Maureen, welcome back.
Hi, Byron.
Tell us a little. You are such a positive, happy person, Maureen. I hope that comes across to everyone. You really have a nice way about you. I need to make you laugh more. I think that's when you're at your best. I've been watching some of your videos and things. Tell us a little bit about your own life. I'd like to hear, you know, about your 15 family members that you shared a house with. I think that's sort of interesting.
Yeah. So I was born in the Philippines, very humble beginnings, and there was only one bathroom. I can really remember that vividly. And it was a family filled with love. And I, once again, had no idea that I came from humble beginnings until I came to this country, where I realized, wow, not everybody lives in a house with 15 family members. When I finally had my own bedroom and my own bathroom, that's when I realized I really came from humble beginnings. My family, lots of love. In fact, we just celebrated my grandmother's birthday yesterday, her 87th birthday. So we're very close-knit family, and we still each see each other as often as we can.
Tell us about the journey to the United States. How did that all shake down?
Well, for one, it was really cold. So I came from a country where it was super hot, and then coming to this country, it was cold. I remember that. And in fact, I still haven't adjusted to the temperature. I live in the Seattle area, and it's right now raining, and I still have not acclimated to the weather.
When did you move here? How old were you?
I was 5 years old, and I'm 36 right now. And and one thing that my husband and I are not compatible is regarding the temperature of this house. I love to crank up the heat, and I love to sleep with a lot of blankets. With him, he is burning up constantly. I can have the fireplaces on. We have two fireplaces. I can have both of them on the heater. I'll be wearing sweats. And he is just burning up. So I haven't quite acclimated to this weather. I don't think I ever will. And I'm starting to empathize with my husband because he's constantly fanning himself.
Tell us about, so how was it that you were 5 when you moved here? Did your whole family move here, or all 15 family members, or how did that work?
Oh, no. It's been a long journey. It was my mother who came here, and then she petitioned my grandmother to come here. Then 15, 20 years later, she petitioned her sisters and her sister's children to come here. So it's been a really long journey to get my entire family member here, but slowly we're getting them here to this country. I mean, this is the greatest country, and there's so many opportunities here. That's why my family members are willing to make that sacrifice. In fact,
how many
we have
kids
one
came with your mother? How many brothers and sisters?
I'm sorry.
How many brothers and sisters?
it was just my mother and me at first, and then a couple years later, it was my Lola, and then my Lola was able to petition more family members.
Got it. Wow. And did your father obviously didn't come. I noticed that in the storyline here. What was that like? What was that like to be 5 years old and not be around your father?
Unfortunately, my father had passed away when I was a year old. So my biological father, was not able to come with us. My mother was able to remarry when she came to this country, and I have a father who's my stepfather, but I don't know any other father figure but him.
I see. Got it. Was he a U.S. citizen, out of curiosity, or Filipina, or what was his dialect?
My uncle had introduced my father to my mother. So yes, he lived here in the United States, and that's how they met, is through my uncle.
I see. Got it. Wow. Really interesting. Really fascinating. And where did you go to school? Where did you end up going to school? I guess in the Seattle area, undergraduate, but you probably went on to college as well.
Yes. So I went to school in the Federal Way School District. And what was really interesting, I told you about my friend who is now the GM of the Charlotte Bobcats. He actually graduated at the same high school as me, but I believe 11 years before me. So this particular high school, we've had a lot of incredible people who are dreaming big. For starters, my friend Richo. Another one is Benson Henderson, who is a UFC fighter. I end up interviewing his mother in the book. Who else is a former Decatur High School graduate? Oh, I believe Apollo Ono, who is the Olympian for skating. He also was a graduate of the Federal Way School District.
And then you ended up going to Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. Is that correct?
Yes, I did graduate from that school with a print broadcast journalism degree and an English minor. And in fact, I just signed on to sit on the board of the communications department of PLU. So I'm hoping to give back to the school for what the school has done for me.
I noticed that you graduated cum laude. You were obviously very smart, intelligent, and beautiful, I might add, woman. Did you have a scholarship to Pacific Lutheran University, or did you pay to go to school there?
I received a scholarship. 3/4 of my education was paid through scholarships. In addition, I worked 3 jobs.
Wow.
That's where the Moxie mentality comes along. My parents, I remember them sharing with me, we know that you really want to go to a private school. Unfortunately, we can't afford it. So you have to really get great grades and be able to also find a job so you can pay for the tuition. So I worked 3 jobs, got my grades up. I did an internship. I mean, I just remember putting my head down during college. But you know what? It prepared me for the real world. Uh-huh. It prepared me the ability to multitask and to not have a 9-to-5 mentality when it comes to work. And I think that's what has allowed me to have even more opportunities.
What a great story. Now, Maureen, it's got to be discouraging for you to get to know so many people, as I'm sure you have now, publishing an award-winning book, that are looking for a hope, a glimmer of making it in this country. You know, your book cover targets, you know, it takes Moxie off the boat, you know, or just out of school to make it your way in America. The stats are not in your favor, you know. Let's face it, it's sad, but this is getting more and more difficult to make it in the business world. That's got to be frustrating for you. How do you handle that? What is your answer to that and how you can help people and motivate them to keep going?
I encourage them to really surround themselves with supportive people. Mm-hmm. I have such a great team of supporters, my family, my husband, the nonprofit organizations where I sit on the board of. I work with talented people. So I encourage people to look at their current situation and see who are the naysayers in their environment and really just kind of mute them out, because it's so tough to make it in this world or in your respective industry. And if you have a business, it's just tough, period. I really encourage people to have great mentors. I have great mentors professionally as well as personal mentors. So I think that's a great way to really climb out of things when things are a little bit sticky or not so fun, is to get feedback from mentors. I'm not only a mentor to young people, but I still have mentors myself who I mm-hmm. reach out and ask for advice. So with your listeners, I encourage them to have mentors as well.
Hmm. It's just been fun having you on the show today. I want to thank you for your time and telling us your story and more about your moxie.
Well, thank you, Byron, for letting me be on your show, and I can't wait to listen to the interview and share it with my network of friends.
Indeed. Who would you like to get a hold of you, and how can people find your book and learn more about you?
If people want to get a hold of me, they can certainly visit my website, which is maureenfrancisco.com. That's M-A-U-R-E-E-N. Francisco, FRANCISCO.com, or they can also go to Amazon to purchase a copy of the book. And of course, they're going to find me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, so I'm very accessible.
And active, I might add. Thanks again for being on the show. Everyone, the name of the book is It Takes Moxie Reveals the Secrets and Simple Steps of Getting Ahead in Life. It's available on Amazon. It's also an Indian Excellence Award winner. Thanks again, Maureen, for being on the show today.
Okay, thanks, Byron. Talk to you later.
Right on. Until next week, everybody, I hope your life's a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser, and has more moxie. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.